Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad Don Cooper is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Don is a good friend of ours, a long time, in fact, a founding member of the Brain Trust. Anybody who joined our show, became part of our world in 1997 or 98, we consider that to be, anytime in that inside of that first 12 months, we give them the designation of being a founding member of our Brain Trust. And Don fits that category. In fact, we're just about right now celebrating his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the president of The Sales Heretic and the publisher of the newsletter Money, Marketing, and More, and he's one of our top salesmanship experts in the Brain Trust. Don Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Great to be back.
I like the fact that you call yourself a heretic, because I do. I call myself the social media heretic. And a heretic, the definition of a heretic is someone who's a true believer but who doesn't like the status quo. A little bit of a troublemaker, right? A little bit of a rebel.
Somebody who questions the status quo. Who just automatically buy into what everybody else is saying. Somebody who thinks for themselves.
Right. Who always has their finger out ready to stick it in somebody's eye, right?
Yeah.
In their metaphorical eye, we're talking
precisely
about here. Or sometimes maybe the real eye, if they really get on our nerves, right, Don? Okay, so the topic on the table right now for your heresy, Don, is what do we do when a customer brings us something that we don't like, which is a problem, a complaint, a return, whatever it might be. And nobody likes those, but the truth is, and the irony is that we really should look forward to those, shouldn't we?
I'm not sure I'd say to look forward to them, but
we're going to make mistakes.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So the worst thing they could do would be not to bring it back to you.
Right. You know, what you're shooting for as a business owner or as a service provider is to minimize the number of complaints that are generated. But the thing is, no matter what you do, there's always going to be some.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how do you handle it? We spend all this time on sales and marketing and trying to get the customer in the door. Once that happens, all too often, we take them for granted. And when the customer's a problem, very often we figure, hey, you know, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or we freak out or something else. We don't deal with the actual issue. So too many people, especially customer service people, business owners, respond negatively to complaints, and they make the problem worse rather than making it better.
Why don't we think of complaints or returns or whatever it may be? Why don't we? What's it going to take for us to get it in our head that this actually has a greater chance of becoming a positive thing and an opportunity than it does of becoming something negative?
Too many of us take complaints personally.
Yeah.
And when we get a complaint, we get defensive because we don't want to be wrong.
Well, of course, sometimes customers lead with that. You guys screwed this up. I can't believe, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we just have to diffuse that, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. And the natural inclination is to defend yourself, and that's the absolute wrong thing to do.
Right.
Because while it's a cliche, the customer's always right, that isn't true. The customer's often wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the customer's always right. It's that the customer wants to always feel right.
Right.
Even when they're wrong.
Shouldn't we, Don, instead of saying, I'm going to prove the customer, I now have to prove the customer wrong, or I know I'm right. Why don't we say, okay, before I say anything, let me remind myself that the object of this transaction, this little scenario that's in front of me, the result that I want is not to be right, but to win.
That's correct. And we have to redefine what winning means.
Because if I prove that I'm right, I probably will lose.
Absolutely. At the same time, if we're trying to win and we think that winning comes out of is us coming out ahead and them losing, we still lost again.
Yeah.
Because, again, they don't want to lose. What we have to do is redefine winning as creating a solution that everybody is happy with. That's
right.
What winning is
right.
In this context.
And isn't the first thing we should do when someone comes in like that is just to say, you know what, Mr. Jones, I'm sorry this happened. What can I do to fix this for you?
Actually, the first thing you should do is to thank the person making the complaint.
Well said.
For a couple of reasons.
Thank you for bringing this to us.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling us first.
First of all, it disarms the customer.
Completely.
Not expecting to be thanked.
Completely, yeah.
The other thing is, everybody wants to feel appreciated. When you can begin the transaction with that customer, with an expression of appreciation, it changes the dynamic, and it makes it easier to continue that conversation,
mm-hmm.
especially if they're really angry. The angrier they are, the more important it is for us to manage their emotional state, because we're not going to be able to resolve a problem effectively
right.
so long as they're in a very negative emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
So thanking them starts things off professionally, helps to disarm them, and helps to create a different dynamic. At that point, it's easy to apologize, but what's more important is finding out the details. The customer, if they've got a complaint, has something they want to get off their chest. We need to give them the opportunity to do so, and not enough customer service people, not enough business owners actually take the time to listen. They're in such a hurry to get rid of the person,
mm-hmm.
they minimize their emotional state. And when you're dealing with a customer complaint, you've got two issues. You've got the physical issue, what happened, what went wrong.
Right, what's broken.
And the emotional issue, the way they feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to deal with both of those things.
And our ego, our own egos, our own feelings, and unfortunately, Don, sometimes our policies get in the way of turning this into an opportunity and a
Absolutely.
Win.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet.
Don, give us your website, please.
It is doncooper.com.
All right. And they can find your newsletter there, can't they?
Yep. You can sign up for my blog.
And all the things that you do that to help small businesses with their to deal with things like this, the training and things like that, right?
Exactly.
Speaking of training, when we come back, I want Don, folks, I'm going to get Don to help us train ourselves and our people. Because, you know, you and I can't always be on the front line when these things happen. We need to train our people to deal with these things. This isn't something that we're born knowing how to do. And you got to make sure that some of your people understand that dealing with these things might be above their pay grade if they're not trained properly. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.